This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau celebrated the close, inseparable U.S.-Canada relationship and vowed that the two nations remain committed to defending Ukraine as it tries to repel a Russian invasion that has no end in sight. In a joint news conference with the Canadian Prime Minister, Biden says China's dealings with Russia do not signal a strong alliance.
Tell me how, in fact, you see a circumstance where China has made some significant commitment to Russia. And what commitment can they make?
The two discussed several issues other than the war in Ukraine, including the unrest in Haiti and a new migrant enforcement policy. Trudeau says the measure, which went into effect at midnight local time, shuts down a process that has enabled tens of thousands of immigrants from across the world to move between the countries and pursue asylum cases.
After midnight tonight, police and border officers will enforce the agreement and return irregular border crossers to the closest port of entry with the United States.
Police in South Texas say that two migrants have been found dead and at least 10 have been hospitalized after authorities received a call that they were suffocating in a freight train car traveling near the U.S.-Mexico border. Police say that the 15 migrants were found inside. China is threatening serious consequences after the United States Navy sailed a destroyer around the disputed Paracel Islands in the South China Sea for the second day in a row. Beijing claims that's a violation of its sovereignty and security. Tensions have been rising between China and the United States in the region. Washington has been pushing back at Beijing's growingly assertive posture in the South China Sea, a strategic waterway it claims virtually in its entirety. The U.S. Seventh Fleet said that the U.S. Milius guided missile destroyer had sailed near the islands. This is VOA News. A poll of global attitudes regarding Russia's war in Ukraine suggests the West has regained its unity and sense of purpose following the invasion. The survey conducted across 15 countries in December and January shows markedly different attitudes in non-Western nations, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London for VOA.
As Russia tries to take more territory in a spring offensive, the report authors say Western leaders should exploit the public support for arming Ukraine. The same poll conducted in China, India and Turkey gave very different answers. In these countries, majorities favoured a quick end to the war, even if Ukraine has to concede territory. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
After nearly 2 years and $1.4 million spent, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration released an external review of its overseas operations that barely mentioned recent corruption scandals and offered a series of recommendations that critics dismissed as overly vague. Much of the report outlines the DEA's 69-country foreign footprint, while lauding its efforts to plug gaping holes in the oversight of undercover money laundering operations. The probe followed reporting by the Associated Press on a disgraced former DEA agent who confessed to laundering money for Colombian drug cartels and skimming millions to fund an international joyride of parties and prostitutes. The man who inspired the movie Hotel Rwanda has been released from prison, where he has been serving a 25-year sentence on terrorism charges. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
U.S. officials say Paul Rusesabagina was released from a Rwandan prison on Friday. Rwanda earlier announced Friday that it was commuting his sentence. U.S. officials say the development comes after intense diplomatic negotiations by the United States. Rusesabagina is a U.S. permanent resident. He was accompanied by a U.S. embassy official as he was moved from prison to the residence of the Qatari ambassador in Kigali late on Friday, this according to two senior Biden administration officials. Rusesabagina was sentenced in September of 2021 to 25 years in prison over his ties to a group opposed to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Colorado teachers flooded the state capitol to press for better protections for students and school staff after a 17-year-old Denver student shot two administrators, fled the mountains, and killed himself. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.